Worship is not relegated to those who have the skill or gift of leading, playing, or even singing. Worship is for the one whose heart has been delivered. Worship is that right response to being pardoned from a dreadful doom. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Psalm 124 verse 1 says this, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say." Can you imagine being captured, locked in a dungeon-like atmosphere with other people, never seeing the light of day, only being fed the worst of food from an uncaring hand that just shoves the slop through a crack in the door? Unsanitary conditions, nothing soft upon which to lay your head or your body, and you're there for weeks or months, conditions worsening every day as the heat beats down and the smells grow worse from all of these other people being in this same miserable condition. And then all of a sudden, a loud thud happens as a boot kicks in the door. And there's this man filling the frame of the doorway, and he leans down to you, and you can see tenderness in his eyes, and he says to you, "I'm here to rescue you and take you all to safety." And he truly takes you to safety. So you want to show your appreciation by throwing this man a dinner banquet. And you go around to the others who have also been rescued, and you tell them your idea, and you ask them to bring vegetables and desserts and sweet tea, and everyone is chipping in saying, "I'll bring the plates, I'll make the forks, and I'll bring a big banner, and I'll get a plaque made to honor our hero." And then you come across someone who says with their arms folded, "Yeah, whatever, I could take it or leave it." Well, that would be madness, right? Everyone who has been delivered would want to pitch in and celebrate this hero. And that's exactly what the psalmist is doing in Psalm 124. He is calling on all of rescued Israel to worship the Lord. And every Christian who understands the miracle of their rescue from sin's wages will worship as well. It may not all look the same, but we will all be worshiping. As you pray today, please remember Danny and Rita Ballard, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Lao Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Laos.